With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump held a rally in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, before traveling to Florida for the Christmas and New Year's holiday last night. He told supporters his administration is addressing high prices. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire is cautioning congressional Republicans against trying to rely solely on President Trump.
What the executive does as the Republican leader, Donald Trump, as the leader of the party, versus the congressional priorities you see from the Republicans elected in the House and the Senate, that's a tale as old as time.
And McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Turning Point USA America Fest Conference began on Thursday night with some stark public disagreements at the podium. Mrs. Erica Kirk, widow of the organization slain founder Charlie, lamented the divisions that have cropped up in the conservative movement.
When he was assassinated, we saw infighting. We've seen fractures. We've seen bridges being burned that shouldn't be burnt. We saw a lot on full display.
And this attendee, Emma Paskett, a student at Brigham Young University, says Erica Kirk is an inspiration.
She's definitely the biggest female conservative role model for me right now. She's beautiful, she's smart, she's so reverent and humble, and I think exactly the kind of leader that most young conservative women want to be.
Elise Stefanik announced that she's ending her run for the New York governor's house and stepping away from Congress. That decision comes as she faced a challenging GOP primary. David Sachs, the White House AI and crypto czar, says the U.S. is in a global AI race with China.
They're really the only other country that has the talent, the technology, the expertise to potentially beat us. I don't think they will if we do the right things or keep doing the right things under the president's leadership. We are ahead in the AI race, but it is definitely a competition.
This is SRN News. Young men are worried about pornography.
They are the primary consumers of the product, but maybe they'd rather not be. A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute finds that 64% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 favor making online porn harder to access. And that's up 20 points from just 4 years ago. In fact, America's young men are more likely to want restrictions on pornography than their elders. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eastern Orthodoxy in the U.S. is experiencing a surge in converts, partly due to online content. Sometimes called America's best-kept secret, Orthodoxy is embraced by about 1% of adults, according to the Pew Research Center. But a heightened online profile has led to two waves of converts since the pandemic began, and young single men are often cited as a driving force behind that growing popularity. This is SRN News. Some new plaques are on display under presidential portraits that Donald Trump has installed at the White House.
It's called the Presidential Walk of Fame, a long wall facing the Rose Garden that now features framed portraits of every U.S. president. Plaques describing each president are the latest addition to the display, and several of them include partisan criticism. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the descriptions were eloquently written, many by Donald Trump. His immediate predecessor is mocked as Sleepy Joe Biden and referred to as the worst president in American history. And President Barack Obama is described as one of the most divisive political figures in American history. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Elon Musk, already the world's richest man, scored another huge windfall Friday when the Delaware Supreme Court reversed a decision that deprived him of a $55 billion pay package Tesla had doled out in 2018. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.